Hare Krishna. On the pictures video site, devotees will see a very short video of YouTube video of Pundarik Prabhu, which was a television interview, and in which he's commenting on the national health, UK national health system. Very short, just a minute. And in there, you can see that he's wearing neck beads. He's wearing tilak, very, very plainly. And I wanted to put that up and just speak about that today as a real ideal example of what Srila Prabhupada had envisaged that committed Vaishnavas would be like. That even though they may be working in the world outside, they'll try to take whatever opportunity they have in order to let other people know of their conviction in Krishna consciousness and attract other people who naturally question, what is that on your nose? What is that on your around your neck? And this wasn't just done for television. I'd already mentioned this before. Some devotees may have heard that Pundarik Prabhu and Hare Krishnadasi, who I guess I should, his wife, introduce him. They're both doctors in Nottingham, and they've been devotees for decades. And she dresses with tilak and sari. They're both doctors in their surgery, and he wears tilak and neck beads also, and always do, and that's how they do their doctor work. Srila Prabhupada had mentioned, or he would quote Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that Krishna consciousness is really spreading when court judges, high court judges, are also dressed like that, or you could say the politicians, and they're also wearing kuntimala, that they're devotees, and they're also proclaiming the fact that they're devotees in the way that other religions or certain religions very much communicate their commitment with the way they dress, the way they look, the way they have their hair, the way they cover themselves, and so on, which has become controversial in certain parts of the world, Europe. But in any case, that Vaishnavas also, not just devotees who are doing full-time preaching, temple devotees, but that all devotees dress like Vaishnavas in a day when it's hard to get the temple devotees to dress in Vaishnav clothes outside. I think this is a very good example. Very often it's difficult to convince devotees, or one may see that outside of the temple, even full-time devotees dress in karmic clothes as if they're sort of hiding their identity. But instead, the opposite is that we should be proclaiming our identity, because by doing so, allows us to preach, allows us to give Krishna consciousness to others, and it also helps us to become Krishna conscious. Sometimes devotees argue that these things are just externals and they don't really count. It doesn't really matter how you dress. What's important is what's inside. And that may be a fact for a devotee at a certain level of spiritual advancement, but for practicing devotees, generally these so-called externals are not external to Krishna consciousness. They're just what's on the outside of the body rather than what's on the inside, but they're not external to Krishna consciousness. They help us actually identify with being Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. And therefore we see that Srila Prabhupada so much emphasized the concept of tilak and neck beads, what to speak of having a shaved head for devotees, Vaishnavas, which in our world today is very much in vogue. The only extra thing to add is a sika in the back. So it's something for everyone to consider. We have the opportunity to dress like that, to at least have a tilak when we're going out to communicate to the world who we are, boldly, not hide behind conventional clothing, but be willing to be unconventional, and at least even in our own homes, that when we go home, that we're dressed in Vaishnav clothes, because they're more comfortable, because it's conducive for devotional activities such as deity worship and so on, and because it's good for our consciousness. Anyway, I thought I'd put this video up and make this link available for devotees. It's as an ideal example of how people in the very, very, very busy world of medicine are being bold enough to go out and present themselves as Vaishnavas. And it has absolutely no effect on their ability to do their work. Rather, just the opposite. I'm not going to get into that now, but Hare Krishna Dasi and Pundarik Prabhu have really made a commitment to starting a health center, cultural center in Nottingham as their contribution to preaching, spreading Krishna consciousness. At a time when they could be retiring if they so desired and leading a more peaceful and comfortable life, but still for the sake of preaching and giving Krishna consciousness to others, they're taking even more bold steps forward. All glories to them. Hare Krishna.